Hello and welcome to season 3 of the Nicola Paul Approach. Please join me in this season for 10 episodes of wholesome discovery. I really hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I've enjoyed creating them. This episode provides a mixture of interviews with guest experts on well-being and mindfulness. Also some sneak peek episodes of behind the scenes projects that I've been collaborating on with a special guest of mine who will be my co-host in some of the episodes, who I am super excited to invite onto the show. After all, it's my mission to support and guide anyone who is listening to find the right path to improve their mind, body, and soul growth. It's going to be my privilege to open up the door to this wonderful world for you all. I would love it if you could take the time to rate, review, subscribe, and follow my podcast. It will help others to find my channel so we can grow our like-minded nation. All of the details for my website and social media platforms are in the show notes. I want to launch us into a holistic education platform designed for like-minded people who are ready to seek an alternative solution to better their health. The first step of many on our mindfulness journey. Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome back to another Monday's morning episode of Pure Goodness. This week's episode is a personal one for me, as a beautiful lady I'm going to introduce onto my show has only recently entered my life. And I say recently, only a few months ago. This will be new to all of you, as I haven't spoke about it yet, but this year I wanted to find my dad, who I have never met before. As some of you know, I'm now 50, and up until then, I always had moments when I tried to find him, but for one reason or another, it just didn't happen until this March, when after taking an ancestry DNA test online, I found him. He's well and healthy, and I feel blessed to have been welcomed into my other half of my family. And fast forward to today, I would love for you to meet Julie, my long-lost cousin, who has an amazing story to share with us in this episode. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show my beautiful cousin, Julie.
Hello, Nicola. So pleased to be here. So exciting.
Literally, this is just like a dream come true for me.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's wonderful for you and for everyone involved as well.
Yeah, honestly, I still even get emotional even talking about it now because it's just unbelievable. It's so surreal.
Well, it's an emotional story.
Yeah, definitely is. Definitely. Oh, my God, I don't want to start you off already. We've not even begun. Oh, dear. I know.
It's an emotional story, but it's a wonderful ending for you. Yeah. To be where you are in your 50th year is wonderful.
Well, the same back to you, because the listeners are going to literally hear your journey as well. And what an amazing, inspiring journey you've been on, as well as the troubled times as well, which absolutely has made you the person you are today, you know.
Definitely.
So let's begin, Julie. Let's rewind back, because obviously I haven't told any of the listeners also about the industry that you're in at the moment, but we're going to lead on to that story. But I would like for the listeners to get to know who you are as Julie behind the face of the wellness industry. So begin from the beginning.
Right. Well, okay. So I entered the industry about 30 years ago, and it was a very different industry back then. It was more about getting your nails done, having a little facial, massage, just very simple things. And, you know, in some ways was a much better place, I think, back then, because people weren't under such pressure. And I was back then in my early 30s. I had 3 young children. My husband, or ex-husband, should I say, went off and left me for a 17-year-old girl. and went to live abroad, and I was sort of had the kids and brought them up, but got straight into work, found my courage, found my strength. I thought it was like nothing was going to get me down. And for a part of that, you do think, God, what have I done wrong? Where could I have made things better? But because of my strength, my determination, I think I realized earlier on there was nothing I could have done, or any of us women could have done, to have changed that situation. We did nothing wrong. We couldn't have been prettier. We couldn't have been slimmer. We couldn't have been any of those things. These men were going to do this, and that was the way it was going. And so from that, when I started my journey within like the beauty industry, a key part of what I did was with my ladies that I was treating, was helping them in themselves to know that, you know, this wasn't a personal thing on them, and to help gain them strength. So they would come in and have their treatments, and I would talk to them. They'd go, Julie, like, God, you know, that's so inspiring. And I'd say, well, it's in your control. You are in control of how your journey ends. Yeah. And that was really a key part of what I was doing. It wasn't just about, you know, doing their facials or making them look younger. It was about giving them confidence and boosting their confidence to feel good about themselves. And that is what I've enjoyed with my job. And from there, I then owned my own clinic called Ice Clinic in Beckenham, which I founded 10 years ago on the 1st of September. So almost the 10th anniversary.
Although
I don't own it now, because I sold it because I moved on to manufacture and develop my own hair removal brand called Hair Bear Pro and Hair Bear at Home. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing behind that, again, was I was dealing with a lot of hair removal clients. And again, that was nothing about vanity or anything like that. It was about the confidence of these ladies, young ladies, older ladies who had, you know, hair on their face, and they really struggled with it. Mm. And from there, I wanted to do something myself. And that's when I developed my hair removal brand. And I'm working with that now. And that's what I do. Most of my job now is working on Hair Bear Pro and Hair Bear at Home.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah. it is a good story, in the sense that I thought out of the box to how a lot of the ladies that I knew around me who'd been in the same situation. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Nicola, I did seek some professional help in the early days. Yeah. I didn't need a lot. I went twice to see someone, and she just said a few key words to me, which was more or less, who's hurting? Is it you or is it him when you get angry and upset? And I thought, it's me. And so she said, well, change that. Don't let that hurt you. And it was more or less just something simple like that. Then there was a light bulb moment that clicked in me. And I thought, yeah, you're damn right. Why am I going to make myself feel upset about someone who clearly isn't as upset? So that was the moment for me. And it was onwards and upwards after that for me. And here I am now. Successful, happy, 3 grown children, 4 grandchildren, a wonderful family, huge, massive family, like which you're just finding out about, Nicola. There's just so many of us, you know, it's unbelievable. And a great family. And so I feel very lucky. I feel very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, I just want to go back to your story bit of how you sort of went through, you know, lots of turmoil with sort of even in the relationship side of it as well. But sometimes it just needs that somebody from the outside to just remind you that actually, no, it's not you or how you behaved and reacted. It's actually that other person. And to be honest with you, if that's what they have to do and that's how they want to behave, let them carry on. But for you, you made that decision, and it made you sort of built the strength inside of you, right, to just say, no man or no person is going to stop me from going where I need to be going in my life. I love that. But also, you just then saying that you know, you're so blessed and grateful for your life, and you've got, you know, your beautiful family around you, and everything's just really sort of balanced for you. Are you sort of, so in, within yourself though, because obviously your whole story, your backstory behind Hair Bear mm-hmm. is for women to, it's all about the inside of them, the inner side, self of that woman. It's not all about, some of it is obviously about the cosmetic side, the visual aspect of it.
Yeah.
But for you, when you created that product, Hair Bear, your full intention was to make that woman feel like self-love inside as well as on the outside visually. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I I'm an aesthetician, so I do treatments that ladies come in of a certain age and they want to look, you know, when I say younger, I don't use that word because if a lady came in to me and said that, I would say, why younger? You've lived your years. You want to look fresher. Yes, absolutely. And if we can do like a radio frequency treatment and your skin will look fresher, and then that's absolutely fine. But it's not about younger. It's being comfortable in your body at your age and saying, you know what, I'm 57 now. And it's like, I'm 57. I look well. I keep my skin looking well. And
you look great.
But it's because I still want to look fresh and healthy. Oh. I think healthy is the key word. But when it comes to the hair removal, that's a whole different ball game because, you know, fortunately, I'm not particularly hairy. But when I've met my ladies, you know, as I say, young girls of 18 who've got polycystic ovaries and they come in with literally a beard on their chin.
Oh, yeah.
That is beyond wanting to look fresher or what. That's like that really knocks their confidence for six. Sure. And, you know, and they're out and about in high school or, you know, and boys and other girls can be a bit nasty, as we know. And that, you know, and I've had them coming in, honestly, seriously, in tears. And it's a long journey. Because when I have someone like that, Hair Bear's not the treatment for them. They need the laser. They need the laser to really get the bulk of that under control. And that can take 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
So I have to work with them on, you know, listen, we're going to get through this. I'm going to help you as much as I can and give them the encouragement to stand with it, you know. And then I've also got products that I develop with Hair Bear, which will help to inhibit the hair. So along that journey, they can use them as well to keep the hair at bay. So that helps them.
Yeah.
You know, or as I say, if it's a more fine hair, but they've got lots of like dark downy hair or blonde downy hair on the face, obviously we recommend them over to Hair Bear. But that's why I like hair removal, because, you know, mentally you're really doing something to help change their lives. And I never realized it, to be honest, Nicola, when I first started getting involved with like hair removal through laser, which was probably about 17 years ago now, I didn't actually realize the problems some ladies had with the subject. And that's why it became almost my passion, because I felt it was more than just, you know, giving them something that might lift and tone their skin. It was something that actually was making them feel confident to go back outside and face the world and maybe get a boyfriend. You know, there were some of them that didn't want to get a boyfriend
or girlfriend.
You know, because it was like they were too unconfident with the issue of the hair. So that's why that became more important to me, I think, than maybe my other treatments.
So that's also as well a psychological side of your product.
It is. I mean, there is actually courses now. I haven't done it, I'll be honest with you, but there are courses now that the therapists, beauty therapists, are doing that are like psychological type courses that they can do. So when they're talking to people, they have actually got that skill to really advise them in the right way. I can't say I had that, but I think I just had a natural way about me that I could do it, and that was a bit more old school then, and it has moved forward now. And a lot of therapists now are actually trained, and hairdressers also, in being able to deal with people and talk them through some of their problems.
Yeah, and also as well is you've got life experience from you know, a lot of most probably what your clients are bringing, you know, coming to you with anyway. So you're the perfect person, really, because you've been there most probably through the majority of what they're, how they're feeling inwardly as well.
It's such a mad thing. You know, the maddest thing when you do my job, you actually have these ladies or men actually who come into you, and they become over the years the most like they absolutely adore you and you absolutely adore them. You've been through, they might have had cancer, their husband might have had cancer, their husband might have died, their mum might have died. You get to know all the family just through the room, just through the treatment room, and yet you would never actually go out and have dinner with them particularly. I mean, very few of my clients have I ever gone to the next level where we've really become friends. But we still are deep friends. It's like, it's the maddest thing. It's, you build these relationships, and it's actually quite lovely. And I think on both sides of it, you know, they enjoy listening to my story as much as they like telling me mine. And in a weird way, this is a really funny one. I had a lady, one of my dear, dear clients, and she had cancer for many years. And she used to come in sometimes, and there was not much I could do in sense of treatments, because there were certain things on the face that I couldn't do because she'd had treatment and various things. And she'd come in, she goes, "Do you know what, Julie?" She went, "I'd pay you just to come in and sit here and talk to you." She goes, "I love listening to your stories," because she was going through so much turmoil. Yeah. My funny stories about where I'd been at the weekend, what I'd done, it was like a reverse psychology. And I knew she didn't want to talk about her and her life and what was going on. She wanted to listen to mine, because she found, "Oh, Julie, you're such a girl," and she'd laugh and she'd go, "I love coming and listening to you." And so in that way, I'd reverse the table round. Not everyone wanted me to listen to them. They wanted to listen to me, which was really quite funny, really. But it did cheer them up, because I did have some very funny stories.
Well, I mean, when we first met, honestly, we just hit it just straight away, because you're just such a really opening and warming person, you know. You just open arms and welcome. And, you know, you, it's something, there's something really sort of, I don't know, inspiring about you, which is real. You're like, it's a gravitation towards you, you know, you're like a magnet.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Thanks for saying that, Nicola. Even so much, I gave you my bedroom when you came.
You did, yes, yes. Oh, just to let the listeners know, I actually, me and Julie have met in person. So she invited me up.
We had a nice weekend.
Oh, it was just amazing. And obviously, Ali, my other cousin, which is your sister.
Yeah. We had a nice time. It was lovely.
It was beautiful. It was the best thing ever. So let's now just sort of lead on through the conversation. I mean, obviously, we've now sort of gone on and talked about your clients, and, you know, sort of how you're drawn to them and they're drawn to you. So where are you at this moment now within, so let's talk about the business side before we go to sort of, you know, you as Julie, your sort of journey life. So how, what's the next new, like what's happening next with Hair Bear? What's happening?
Well, Hair Bear, we just had some really good news that we've got a wholesaler just taking on the brand for September. And they've got, I think it's 11 wholesalers around the northern, mid to north of England. So that's good news. So I go down to train them.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
So go down to train them on the 10th of September, I believe. And because I'm in Portugal now, aren't I? So
yes,
I'll be back over. And which is really nice. So I'm back over there for that. I've got a Zoom call with someone who's interested in dealing with the retail side of things for me. Well, it's just starting, obviously, after all the COVID. We're just starting to sort of get movement again, which is great. Obviously, August is a bit quiet now because that's the time of the year. But September, rocking and rolling, and just looking forward to big things this year for Hair Bear now, and really get ourselves out there. We're doing good live in Coventry, end of November. I don't know the date, but it's a big show, and it's a consumer. It's where members of the public. So that's more for our at home product. Yeah. And we're all online with our training now for the pro. So the Hair Bear Pro is for in salon treatment. Yeah. So it's what the salons would offer to their clients. Mm-hmm. And you can do that all online now, which is fantastic. So that's made things a lot easier.
Yeah.
Feeling very positive to moving forward this year with it.
So, and just to let the listeners know, what is Hair Bear Home?
Right. Hair Bear at Home is a version of the pro treatment. It's not quite as intense because the active ingredient that you get in the home care kit isn't quite as the percentage of the active ingredient isn't quite as strong as the one that you would use in the pro treatment. So you're still going to get the hair removal, exfoliation of the skin and the brightening of the skin. You'll still get your mask. So you can still do your mini at home spa treatment and you get 5 treatments in your kit. So, so that's going really well now as well.
Brilliant. And what I just let the listeners know as well, all of Julie's contact details will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to reach out. Any questions? If anyone wants to ask any questions, where's the best place for them to go for that?
Probably best place is my email.
Yeah. Okay. Julie, well, I'll leave all of that in the show notes if listeners need to, just to sort of even ask some questions about it, really, because you've invented this product, you know, so it's, even though there are maybe versions of whatever, you know, hair removal stuff on the market, yours is unique. So
yes, very much.
Yeah. So it's literally one of a kind. So there'll be people that most probably be a little bit curious and just want to know a little bit more detail. So that's great. So,
yeah.
Julie.
Yes.
I want now, we talked about the business bits.
Mm-hmm.
So your journey, where are you going with the rest of your business? Is you've told us about this, where this is going now. Mm-hmm. So your journey, Julie. I mean, you can get as personal as you like or not as personal as you like, but my listeners would love to know, I expect.
Yeah. Well, my journey from now. Well, obviously, I feel like I've ticked lots of boxes now in my life, where I've got my 3 children and I've got my grandchildren. Yeah. So that's massive ticks for me. I'm quite a confident, happy person. I'm a very happy person, actually. So that's a good thing. I'm over in Portugal. I'm here with my boyfriend. I'm just buying a property here as well. So I would like to sort of spend, you know, maybe half the year here and half the year in the UK. Yeah. And I think that's a nice mixture. And a great thing is with our work today, most of my work is done from my computer, like on my laptop, other than when I have to come back, maybe train, not the salon so much, but wholesalers, distributors, but also having a base now in the EU where we've come out of the EU, it makes it a lot easier for my, I've got a distributor in Italy. So it makes it easier for me to connect now with Portugal, Spain, and start growing myself a lot more in Europe. So that's a good point. In my sort of personal side, I feel like I've sort of got there. I'm not quite ready to retire. As I say, I've got a way to go yet, and I'd be bored even if I did. But I don't like with the ex-husband and things, like with Gary, it's like we fell out for a while, but we've always been friends since then because, again, don't have hatred in your life. I don't want negativity. Yeah. I had to let go and say, if this is what he wants, then so be it. I'll find someone that I can make a life with or whatever. Mm. And I just didn't want to be negative. I just always was, that's fine. And I'll just be positive. And I think that makes you happier within yourself when you don't have anger and bitterness towards a person. Let it go. That's all I can say. Let it go.
Absolutely.
And your life is much better for it. So I feel great. I get on with him. If we have a party with the kids, he's there, I'm there. we all get on. I get on with everybody. So I'm happy with my journey.
Good.
Yeah. Really happy.
I love that. I love it. I just love as well that your energy is so positive and
it is.
Yeah. I mean, that I think for me, I mean, especially with the work I do, you have to have some sort of way of seeing every situation is either it's a journey you've got to go on to be able to then learn that lesson, or sometimes people don't, they continue with the same thing. But it's just lovely that to hear that it's not weird, obviously, because we're related, but it's just like, it's great that we're very much like very tuned in with a lot of, we sync with quite a few things, and I just find it just amazing.
Yeah, we do, definitely. And I thought that, you know, obviously when we first met, I think we clicked, but I think we've both got that for different reasons. Yours is obviously your background with your dad. And mine was more not my parents. I was fine. I had my parents. They were amazing. But mine was more about with my husband and what happened there and everything. So that was my sort of journey. But it was like, you know what? Just be happy. Be happy and just move on with it. Forgive, forget. Because they're not hurting like you are. Don't let it get to you. Just get on and just be happy.
Just
be happy.
Yeah, just send them lots of love and just be real, like, I don't know, just think of it as a really just positive outcome instead of a real, you know, because the thing is as well, is you can get all bitter and twisted and it can fester and, oh, my goodness, no.
No, you don't want that. You want to move on. You want to move on and also be excited about, that's when I sort of started going, oh, well, hold on a minute. I'm not with him now. I can go out with someone else. Because I've been with him since I was 17. I can do this. I can go on dates. So actually look at what great things that you could be doing now you're not in that relationship. Don't look at the bad side of it. Just go, well, actually, I'm a free agent now. I can live my life however I want. And, you know, and that's how I am anyway.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's just brilliant. I just before, because obviously what I would love to do is have you on again.
Yeah, I'd love to come on again. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just so, I just love the way that we just, you know, it just flows easy. I mean, it's just like having a conversation like we would do normally, but we have normally a glass of wine with us when we're having a chit chat and a catch up.
That's the job. Yeah, we can always do an evening session, Nicola.
We can, yeah, but not a podcast podcast interview though. No, not really. What do you reckon? No,
definitely not. Maybe not.
Having a drink.
Probably not.
No, maybe not. Oh, but anyway, I'd most probably forget what I was going to ask you anyway. So the listeners.
Oh dear. Yeah, probably not a good idea, Nicola.
They'd be tuned out. They think, no, not listening anymore.
Yeah, I'll stick to my cup of tea.
Definitely, yeah. Right, so we're going to say goodbye for now, but you will be back. I know you will be. And obviously, because we just want to hear, you know, how things are going with your personal life, your business life.
Yeah, I'm here. I'll tell all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'd be great just to carry on with your journey. But for now, before we go, if you want to say goodbye to everyone who has been listening today.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. It's my first one today, so all new to me. But my host led me quite well. And as I say, I was quite pleased with how it went. Hope you all enjoyed it. And if you want to have a little look at Hair Bear at home or Hair Bear Pro, as Nicola said, she will have that on the show notes. And any questions, please come back to me. Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous. Thank you so much for your time today as well, Julie. And as I say to everyone, just before I go, just remember that we just hope that you've sort of got some little takeaway tidbits from today's conversation, sort of anything maybe you might be going through at the moment, sort of with well-being as well, you know, sort of any mental health blocks that have been going on. And just to sort of hope that the encouragement from this conversation today has helped even just one of you. So for now, until next week, my lovely listeners, love and light.
I do hope you have gained some further insight into this episode today and now have some takeaway positivity. I thank you for your time. Before we go, show some love for your favourite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Please do share the podcast with your friends and family or anyone you know that could benefit from these episodes. You can listen to your favourite episodes on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, my podcast website, which is www.thenicolapaulapproach.com. Love and light.